Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favorite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. We are rolling out the red carpet today because we have comedy royalty on board. This award-winning actress has been dazzling us for years. Gimme, 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 Ab Fab, Kevin and Perry Go Large, Nil by Mouth, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, the list is endless. She's got a brilliant podcast out, Where There's a Will, There's a Wake. I'm on it in a few weeks. Spoiler alert, tray tables down, hand luggage stowed away, buckle up, it's Kathy Burke. This is the final boarding call for Kathy Burke. Kathy Burke, can you please make your way to the gate? This is the final boarding call. Kathy Burke, Kathy Burke, Kathy, 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 it's me, please, come to the gate. Thank you. Welcome on board, Kathy Burke. How are you, Kathy, love?
Hello, Alan. I'm very well, thank you very much.
Thanks for flying Alan Air. It's so lovely to have you on here.
Thank you for inviting me. I have to say, the food was rather good.
Really?
I got the vegetarian option.
Yep.
And it was very tasty.
I'm glad to hear it, my love. What kind of a traveller are you when you're on a plane? Do you listen to the air hostess or will you put your earphones in? Or are you quite a confident traveller?
Well, I'm not really great on the old aeroplanes. I'm basically not allowed to do long-haul flights.
Why?
Because I've got a blood condition called Hughes syndrome.
Oh, my God.
And so, which means the blood is prone to clotting. So going up in aeroplanes is not really great.
Yeah.
So I tend to fly if it's short.
Yeah.
No more than a couple of hours is the most I can do. So I prefer the train.
Oh. Okay. But then when we did RuPaul's Drag Race, I saw you driving off in a black cab.
Yes, I do get
And
that
I saw you having a sneaky fag. I overtook you. When was the last time you were on a plane?
Well, I was on a plane quite recently. Last year, I went to my friend's in France. So I go and see my mates.
Yeah.
My mates live down near Bordeaux, is the biggest, nearest sort of big city in France. And they live near a place called Bergerac, which everyone knows because of Serrano.
Bureau. Oh, no, I was thinking of John Nettles.
Bergerac.
Yeah.
No.
Bureau de Chanche.
No.
Do you remember?
Serrano de Bergerac.
The one with the big nose?
Yes.
But I watch it because of John Nettles' Bergerac. Is that where they filmed it?
No. It's a completely different thing.
You've made me feel thick now. And of course, everyone knows I went John Nettles Bergerac. No, Serrano de Bergerac.
No, so it's a very nice place. So I flew there last time. I can't remember why we flew. Oh, we flew because my pal who lives there, Sean, he was over here and he was flying back.
Oh, right.
So I got the plane with him and then I flew back. But I have to say, I much prefer getting the train to
France.
Yeah,
of course, of course. So you must be shitting yourself when you get on a plane with that elf condition, and yeah.
Well, not really, because I've got a little machine where I can take my own little blood measurements for it, you see.
Oh, clever.
So I've got very lovely people down at the Barts Hospital in London, and I just email them. Mm. And so I do a little measurement before I get on the plane, and then do another little measurement when I get off and email them the results.
Oh.
So if anything's untoward, they'll know about it right away.
Oh, that's good. It's amazing what they can do these days.
It's incredible.
So tell us, where did you go on holiday as a child? Because you were born in Camden.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you need to sort out your Wikipedia page,
No,
love.
We need to sort out the press, who always report I was born in Camden.
Yes, it's on Wikipedia.
Well, it's wrong. It needs to be changed.
Also Wikipedia, you know what they said about me? Lionel Blair's me dad.
See?
And I was the voice of Zippy on Rainbow.
Well, that one I could sort of believe. But Lionel Blair being your dad?
Yeah,
not so
Blair,
much.
Come off it.
No, I was born in Islington. I was born, there's a Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, but it used to be on the Liverpool Road in Islington.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think where these Wikipedia and people get confused is because my school was in Camden.
Oh, okay.
In the borough of Camden.
Yeah.
But I am Islington born and bred.
Yeah.
So holidays as a kid, well, this is where we get out the little fucking violins, because we didn't have much money. So we didn't really go on holidays as a sort of family unit. So what would happen was that me and my brothers were sort of sent off by social services down to Devon.
Oh, okay.
And so that was quite nice. And it was sort of this farm. And I think they just took in foster kids and all the rest of it for holidays.
Yeah.
You know? So we went down to Devon probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
In my childhood. And then I was looked after by somebody for a bit, a lady called Pat. And she used to take me out. I got to know Pat because Pat was doing a thesis. She was studying child psychology. And she was doing a thesis about little girls that didn't have mums.
Yeah.
And my social worker was her mate. And she said, well, I know this little girl. And I was about 3 then. And she said, she hasn't got a mummy. So she came round, got permission off me dad, came round, met me. Anyway, Pat liked me for some unearthly reason and ended up taking me out quite a lot as the years went by.
Oh.
And she took me to the Lake District a couple of times. And I used to go to Wigan, where she was from. So I'd go to Wigan at Christmas and stuff. Everyone laughs whenever I mention Wigan. Why do people find Wigan so funny?
I don't know, it's just because it's got Wig in the name.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I swear, Sir Ian McKellen is from Wigan.
Oh, Wigan.
Wigan. So, yeah, so I used to flit about as a kid. I sort of went here, there and everywhere, but always in this country.
Yeah.
Like, we never did going abroad to Spain or anything like that.
No,
no. You know.
What was it like when you first went abroad, though? Did it F with your head?
Well, when was the first time I went abroad? Well, it was working. So when I got into my 20s, the first time I went abroad was to Almeria in Spain, because I'd done a film with a director called Alex Cox. I'd done a film with him called Sid and Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
About Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen.
Yeah.
Beautiful love story.
Yeah.
I mean, on a par with Romeo and Juliet,
oh,
you
yeah.
know. And so I did that with Alex. And then the next movie
like Richard and Judy, those two, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Imagine Richard jacking up. Judy puking on him. But anyway. So I went to Almeria in Spain to make a film called Straight to Hell. And so I did that with Alex. And so that was nice because, you know, you're out there filming for 6 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And being an actor, you know, you're not in it all the time.
No.
So that was like my first holiday abroad.
Yeah.
Even though I was also working. And then the next time I went abroad was to Nicaragua in South America.
Wow. Because
I was also doing another film with Alex. So that was a massive long-haul flight.
Yeah.
And in those days, we didn't know I had this blood condition. So, I mean, it could have killed me, really, because about a month after I'd got back from Nicaragua, I developed a blood clot in my leg. And so, so I was whipped into hospital. And this thing I've got called Hughes syndrome still hadn't been discovered. And they still didn't really know that flying was quite bad. You know, now they advise people take an aspirin.
If you're
going to do a long-haul flight, because it helps to thin the blood.
Yeah.
But they didn't know all that when I was fucking getting on the airplane and jetting off.
Just to wear those surgical stockings.
Well, now I would. But I wouldn't do a long-haul flight now, so I wouldn't be allowed.
They're horrible, aren't they, those surgicals?
Yes.
You definitely lose your erection when you see people in them.
Well, the only time I've worn them is in hospital.
Oh, right.
So, you know, you don't really want anybody coming in with an erection when you're in hospital, quite frankly.
So tell me, have you ever had a holiday romance? Is there like a waiter in Greece or like someone in Spain that you
Not
know?
Not really. You wouldn't call it romance.
Oh, come on,
just
tell
call
me
it, you know, oh, I don't know, maybe I might have had a bit of a fingering somewhere, you know, around the back of something. a bit of a snog and give someone an hand job, you know.
Yeah.
But but no, holiday romances, no, that never happened. No. Because I didn't really do that. Because then the next time I went abroad, after I did Nicaragua, and then I was abroad again, we went to Ibiza to do a comic strip film called Fun Seekers. And that was before Ibiza became Ibiza,
as
we know it.
Big fish, small fish, cardboard box
exactly.
And all that.
Exactly. So it was sort of before all that, a good sort of five, maybe 6 years before all that, before it became the rave destination. So I had quite a nice sedate time in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a few years later, I was back in Ibiza doing Kevin and Perry Go Large.
Oh, my God, yes!
Yes,
yes! So you equate holidaying with work. So you've never had one of those... Did you ever go away for fun?
No. Well, I go to my friends now in France.
Yeah, Bergerac, home of John Nettles.
That's it. And I'll go to Cornwall, really. But I've never... The one place I do want to go, which I am going to make sure I go to before I pop my clogs, is I want to go to Greece. I want to go to the Greek islands.
Lovely.
Because, you know, I hear they're absolutely beautiful. It's meant to be one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a long flight.
No. So 2.5 hours, 3 hours,
yes,
boom, you're there.
I've missed out on going to the Maldives or the Caribbean I always wanted to go to. I mean, I suppose I could eventually go on a cruise.
Yeah.
But I hear they're a fucking nightmare,
no,
you know.
A load of arseholes, you don't want that.
That's it. But then somebody said to me, oh, but you can get paid quite a lot of money if you do a cruise, then you just do a bit of a night with Kathy Burke one night.
Well, yeah.
And then they pay you, you see, to do the cruise.
Yeah,
so,
your fingering story will go down great on a cruise.
Wouldn't it just? With all those old dears, you know.
Kathy Burke, a hand job in Nicaragua.
So I don't really... I mean, I do... I mean, it was strange. It was the Christmas before pandemic. Yeah, that Christmas, 2019, I'd gone to my pals in France for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because usually I'd just go over there for a week.
Yeah.
And I realised it was the first time in my adult life I had a 2 week holiday.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it weird? Because I just sort of... I don't know. I'm very good at not doing too much.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like, you know, I have good rests at home.
In between
whatever bollocks I'm doing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's interesting, isn't it, that when you've worked so much, when I finish a stand-up tour, the last thing I want to do is get on a plane or see a motorway or see, you know, Wild Bean Cafe. Because I've done all my travelling. And in a way, it spoils it, really, because I just want to stay at home with me book, with me dogs. There I am, I'm happy. It's weird, isn't it?
It is. I mean, no, well, it's not weird. I sort of think it's lovely. Because, again, like, going on your holidays is sort of something that we've been conditioned into thinking this is what we must do.
Yeah.
And I think it's right and all that we all have rest and we have breaks, but it doesn't mean to say you've then got to spend a fortune and fly to the other side of the world.
No.
You know, if you're happy where you are
and
just having a staycation, as they call it now, I think that's fine and dandy.
This is a message for all our passengers on Allan Air. Please be reminded that this is a no-smoking flight. Unless you're Kathy Burke, you can have a fag. You're a complete legend. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm serving you. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Now, I know you're going to kick off because I got this also from Wikipedia.
Ah, fuck
no, shut up. Hush your gums. Hush your gums. Now, is this true? You know when you went to the Cannes Film Festival and could you kneel by mouth?
Oh, yes.
What did you win? Cart door. That's the ice cream.
Cart door. Yes, I won the cart door for being the best actor, best actress.
You did. Now, is it true that you hadn't got a passport?
Well, that's very true, because my passport had run out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bother getting it renewed, because obviously I hadn't had a job abroad for a few years.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother getting it renewed, because I thought, well, I'm not going to go on fucking holiday. I didn't even realise that my passport was sort of out of date.
Yeah.
Yeah, and usually these things are sort of a big surprise if you've won an award.
Yeah.
But because I wasn't in Cannes, I was at home.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman was told that I had won it in order to get me out to Cannes, you see.
Oh.
So he rang me up on the Sunday morning and said, we need to get you out here. You've won Best Actress. And I was sort of so shocked. I did not expect it at all. And I was just a bit, well, it was a Sunday, so I'd already skinned up, right? Because I was working on something at the time.
Songs of Praise was on, I'll Have a Joint.
That's it. And it was a Sunday morning, and I was really busy at the time. I can't remember what job I was doing. I was doing an acting job, but anyway. And so I was out, and I was sort of all a bit chilled. I was getting ready to just do nothing. And then Gary Oldman's on the phone telling me I've got to get a fucking flight to France. And I was like, oh, God. And then I said, oh, I haven't got my passport. No, my passport's run out. Thinking, well,
He'll just leave it. Yeah.
But he didn't. And this was, of course, before 9/11. So it was only a couple of years before the Twin Towers incident happened. So I think things were a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
So anyway, he got on the phone to somebody from the British fucking embassy and all this business. Next thing I know, I'm getting in a private jet with my agent at the time, Stephen.
Wow.
And we're in Luc Besson's private jet. I remember my agent, Stephen, just being thrilled that the pilot carried his overnight bag for him. Stephen thought that was the greatest and campest thing that had ever happened in his life. And we both get on this private jet. Yeah. And we get flown out, and then we have to get in an helicopter. So it was all a bit shit, scrambled bollocks, and very, very exciting.
Yeah.
And then I went there, and then I got my award. But
amazing. And I'm joking. Obviously, it's Palme d'Or. I know it's not the ice cream.
I think Cart d'Or's better, though. I do.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology. Skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley! Oi, eat me!
I mean, can you speak French? Do you know, did you manage to have some chats on the Cannes?
No. Well, I did. I remember my acceptance speech. I said, I didn't expect this because I thought, I don't speak French. And I didn't expect this because I thought it was an ensemble piece. And of course, ensemble is a French word.
Yeah, I know, get you.
So
love.
That got a laugh without me even fucking realising it. I'm sort of thinking, why are these French cunts laughing at me? Laugh at me. No. I don't speak. I'm terrible.
About when you go to Bergerac? You must know Je m'appelle Café Berg.
Yeah,
surely.
Well, I do know a little bit.
Bonjour.
But really, no, I'm very lazy. And my mate Pete, who I go and visit, Pete and Sean. Sean's been, he's very good. He's French now. But Pete's always spoken French. So I just rely on Pete to do all the communicating for me, you know. In fact, when I was coming back one time and I was getting the train back and so obviously there's like three trains you've got to fucking get and then you've got to get from one bit of Paris to another to get on the Eurostar. So I was going to be very, very early for the final leg. So there's this nice sort of caf, outdoor caf where I can have a fag opposite the Gare du Nord station.
Yeah.
So I'd got Pete to absolutely tell me in very good French how to order a nice cheese omelette with some chips and, you know, a glass of sparkling water and all that business, but in perfect French. I can't do it now. But anyway, so I sat there and the waiter came out and I went, Monsieur, merci. And he looked at me and he went, well done. I've just felt like such a twat.
Because they don't like it, do they, when you try it? They take the piss. I mean, I learn it at GCSE, so I'm frozen in time. Je canson, I am 15. Je vais to Northampton. People think I've been in a coma when I go to France. They're like, that's the oldest looking 15-year-old I've ever seen. You must have a tough paper round. But, you know, it's... I'd like to... But you try it, especially Paris. They're so up themselves, isn't it? You try and say, je voudrais le chips... And all this, and then, you know.
Well, Paris is much like London, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they're quite sort of, can be quite snooty. Do you go to France? You ever been to France much?
Yeah, I went to Ghent. I know it's in Brussels, but I went through France. I like it there.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous down at the, you know, it's out the south of France. Mm. And yeah, really nice, really nice in Paris. But then I remember when I was a kid, but I was also a fat kid. And I remember asking for like a burger. And then she said, potato de la frite. Like perhaps he would like chips with that because I was fat. And the old fucking cafe started laughing.
Oh, that's not
I know,
good.
I was on a school trip as well.
Oh,
and I was
out
there, je voudrais le burger. And then, would you like some chips with it?
I hate that. I just think people have got a bit better nowadays. But when adults used to take the piss out of kids.
I know.
It's like the worst thing, especially in front of your mates and your peers.
Yes.
For some adult to sort of take the piss out of the way you look physically.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's the lowest
Well,
thing.
I was getting bullied at school and then South Park came on. Do you remember that character? Big Gay Al?
Oh,
yes. Oh, well, that went down like a cup of cold
darling.
Sick. Imagine that in the playground.
Oh,
getting bullied for fat. Your dad's a football manager, glasses, massive helmet brace, and then Big Gay Al comes on.
See?
I was like, thank you.
But
wonderful.
Look at you now. Who's won?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
You're the winner, Carl.
Big Gay Al's won.
That's it.
Excuse me, madame. Mademoiselle Buck, you are not allowed on the plane because you have no passport. No, I'm afraid, no passport. You are not allowed on the plane. I don't care if you do tell me the fuck off, because I do not understand. Je ne comprends pas. Sorry, madame.
People do associate you with London. Now, I've lived in London for a long time as well. It does piss me off when people go, bloody London, all you're going to get is stabbed and mugged. I think, but I mean, there is that in London as well. But how does it feel as a Londoner? Does it piss you off that people sometimes just throw these stereotypes at it? Because it is a wonderful place to live, isn't it?
Yeah, I think London's great, actually. I mean, I don't go out and about like I used to. But when I was a kid... You imagine, and because I didn't have a mum, so I didn't really have all the art. You know, mums, they're just fucking on red alert. Where are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But there wasn't that. So I had an amazing freedom. And we're talking about the late 60s and the 70s, so it wasn't like nowadays, do you know what I mean, where kids are very, very protected, right and all. But back then, I had such freedom, and I would just bunk off school and get on the bus and go anywhere. Do you know what I mean? I've been to every sort of bit of London in my childhood. Yeah. And then the tube as well, secondary school, I'd bunk off, and I'd just get the tube. You could just be on the tube all day, keeping warm. Do you know what I mean? Because there was no CCTV cameras then.
No,
you know what I mean? So, yeah, I used to just go all over the place, all over London. So I do think it's good. And also what I love about London is that it is, you know, a multicultural city.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most multicultural cities in the world.
Yeah.
And I love that about the place. And I've always loved it about London, that you can get people from... I mean, what's good now, I suppose, with the old Ubers... is that you meet drivers from all over the fucking world.
Yeah, and boy, do they tell you about it.
Well, they do, but if you ask, you know what I mean? If you ask, you know, so I had a lovely Ecuadorian driver the other day, Louis. So we had a beautiful chat about South America because I was able to bore the arse off him about my Nicaraguan travels. Do you know what I mean? Back in the 80s, you know, still dining out on being there for fucking 12 weeks.
I mean, you've been a vegetarian since you've been 18. Mm. Now, when's the last time... I mean, when you're on your travels, are you quite... Will you try things? Will you try foreign food and stuff? I suppose vegetables, you can't really go wrong, can you?
Well, I don't know. The French are getting better, but they used to fucking cook their peas in, like, gooseneck fat or whatever. You've got to be careful with the French because... they do like their sauces and they like to cook things in things.
Yeah.
So you might have a nice medley of veg, but it could have been roasted in the fucking arsehole of some boar that was shot, you know. So you sort of got to be careful.
Oh, and they like it in every bit. They use every bloody bit. I mean, calf's brain, calf's head.
But I think that's good.
Duck tongue. Fucking, I didn't know a duck had a tongue.
Yeah, but well, how are they going to quack without a tongue?
That's the least of their worries, the way it's sold. But I mean, yeah, and then duck clit.
But
no, I'm making that up.
I think that's good, though, because I think if you're going to kill an animal for food, then the least you could do is use every bit of it.
Yeah,
do you know what
I
mean? And not just think, oh, I'll just have that nice bit of, you know, breast of the chicken. You should find use for every part of it if you're going to eat it. But, yeah, I mean, when I was in Nicaragua, that was quite difficult. But I was the only person in 12 weeks on the entire shoot who never got sick.
Well, because you didn't eat the meat.
Because I didn't eat the meat, and I was just eating the beans and rice. I mean, it was like being on Celebrity Jungle, really, you know. But also, when I'm at my friends in France, we don't really go out that much because... No. Both my friends are very good cooks. Pete is an amazing cook.
Oh, isn't that nice when you've got friends who are good cooks? Oh, they're the best friends ever.
It's all about the food. It's all about the food.
Yeah.
Like I think you said on my podcast, you know, it's like you wake up and you know what you're going to have for your breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what my mates are like in France.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. We'll
be eating dinner and we'll be discussing what we're going to have the next day.
Oh, you know? Can they be my friends? Well, can I come to Bergerac?
Well, I don't really like to share my friends.
I mean, are they two homosexuals? Can
of
I say that?
Of course they
I'm
are.
I'm just checking.
Of course they are.
They sound good cooks, two men living together, south of France. Isn't it nice?
Four rescue dogs, lovely
doggies.
They're
bordering on stereotypes.
I mean, they are.
Oh, I'd love to meet them. Do you reckon you could come with them next? Three trains. I couldn't do that, though.
But the trains are great. Because I tell you what's good about the trains. I mean, no, I don't get recognised that much anymore. I think me and you walk down the road together, people would recognise you more than they would recognise me. Because I'm not really on the telly that much anymore and all that business.
You're like Greta Garbo.
I am, darling.
You've got that mistake, you're away.
Fucking separated at birth. And but when you go to France, when I go on the train, it's one, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
So I really am treated with the greatest respect because I am this older lady. And in France, you know, the gentlemen, they just take the case out. You don't ask anyone for help.
Yeah.
They will just take it out of your hands and put it in the rack and sort you out and go, you know, there you go, madam.
Oh, how nice is that?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I need to blow me out. Excusez-moi.
Isn't that lovely? And Do you do any culture vulturing? Do you do any of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you do a bit of it when you're sort of around the place, do you know what I mean? Taking an art gallery or taking a museum or whatever. But most of the time, I mean, and I like to go, because also my dodgy blood, I'm not very good in the heat. You know, I can't be anywhere too hot.
No.
So I like to go away, even if it's Cornwall or France, I like to go October, November. I like it when it's cold, you know, and then it's lovely. You go on walks and you get back and the fires are on.
Oh, that does sound nice, yeah.
Read your book. So, yeah, I'm quite simple in that way. I remember doing a tweet once saying, oh, I've got no carbon footprint, you know, because I don't really fly, I don't do holidays, I don't have kids, I don't drive a car. Somebody replied, God, you sound really fucking boring. And I thought, yes, I am. And I'm proud to be boring.
Yeah, you're like Greta Thumbo.
Yeah. Greta Garbo and Greta Thumbo.
All the Gretas.
I'm like all the Gretas.
Tell me somewhere you've been that you've absolutely hated, that you've gone, oh, what a dump.
Oh.
We're not naming and shaming, because obviously when you say these places, you're messing with people's, like, you know, these places, tourism and all that. We're not going to name and shame. But come on.
Well, I don't know, really, because you always sort of find the beauty everywhere. I mean, I suppose the only sort of dumps I've been to is, like, you know, you're touring around, do you know what I mean, in this country, you know what I mean? And you just sort of find places that you think, oh, God, you know, it's a bit grim here. But what's interesting, when you go abroad, you could be in what they consider their dump, and yet you think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it's abroad.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Nicaragua was beautiful, but there was a war going on when I was there. So it was quite, there was a big war between the Sandinistas and the Contras and the Sandinistas. Yeah, it was a big civil war going on. So there was a lot of, like, the lights would go out in the hotel and you did...
Yeah.
You know, so that was quite odd. And when we drove, I was staying in a place called Managua, and we were mostly filming in a place called Grenada. But it's the most mined road during that time.
Oh,
this was
God.
85, 86.
Yeah.
So we were sort of putting our lives at risk doing this film for fucking Alex Cox.
Yeah.
So not dump, but sort of scary.
Yeah, yeah. Because I went to Sri Lanka this year, and that when that civil war was going on.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
I didn't realise. But
oh,
you know,
really?
I would recommend going to places when there's a civil war, because we had the beach to ourselves.
Yes.
There was no crowds.
That's very
They were
true.
All in a bunker.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the silly thing is, we went to Sri Lanka, and was all, you know, the electricity goes off, everyone's striking. I was like, I've just come from London, love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening over there.
That's it. You can put up with it.
No petrol, everyone's striking. I'm like, yeah, that's like London.
Yeah.
But no, I really loved Sri Lanka. But they want you, the tourism. They said, please tell everyone to come to Sri Lanka. Because, of course, it's all round the government buildings. But no, the beaches are just stunning and the people need the tourism.
Well, everyone, this country needs the tourism.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Since old fucking bollocking Brexit, everything's gone right down the Swanee. And nobody can tell me I'm wrong about that, because I'm absolutely fucking right about that. And, you know, we do need some tourism here. But the whole world does, actually, because since pandemic as well, I think a lot of countries are struggling to get back to what they were, you know. So we all need to help each other out, actually.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever holidayed with anyone famous? I went to Venice with Jane McDonald.
Oh, yes.
Separately.
Yes.
And she overtook me on a cork wedge when the thing went to the boat. Because, you know, when it suddenly changes to gate closing,
yes.
It did it so quick.
Yes.
I'm running along and then I see this woman in cork wedges sprint past me. I said, fuck me, it's Jane McDonald. She's bloody quick on her own toes. Have you holidayed with anyone famous?
Well, no, but the year before, I directed a drama, which Graham Norton wrote the original book of, a drama called Holding for ITV, and we shot it in Ireland, in West Cork, in Ireland. And who was on the flight? Olivia Colman. Because she was on her way out there to do a film herself. She was acting in a film. So that was very nice to be with Olivia Colman. But I sort of got the impression that she was a bit nervous of flying. I'm not great at it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. But I did sit there and think to myself, well, this plane isn't going down because it's not going to take two National Treasures on the one plane. But then I started to think, well, if it did crash, she'd be the headline.
Yep.
Olivia Colman perishes, and then I'd be like page eight. Oh, by the way, that horrible foul-mouthed fat fuck Kathy Burt, who gave it all up, who wasn't grateful. She was on the same flight as lovely Olivia. Good fucking riddance.
Have you got a Daymud or anything, or an OBE?
No, I've been offered lots. In my time, I've been offered quite a few little medals and bits.
You always say no.
Always say no.
I'd lap that shit up, honestly.
Well, I think, yeah, but I mean,
I'd love to be a baron.
Would you?
Yeah, or a viscount like
that. Yeah, I don't know why I'm not into all that. It might be my Irish heritage. It might be.
You're a rebel.
I mean, I was invited to the old, when they put everyone on them fucking buses. For the old Jubilee. And my manager, Paul, phoned up and said, they want you on one of the boats. I said, I'm not going anywhere near them, people, without a grenade in my pocket. It ain't fucking happening. Do you know what I mean? I'm best kept away. But no, I've said no. Remember that famous party in the 90s in Downing Street?
Yeah.
That silly wanker fucking Noel
Gallagher.
Yeah, that he went.
I mean, all those people regretting that now,
of
having
course.
Photos with it.
I didn't go.
No, I didn't. I didn't get invited.
I got invited and I didn't go. Because even though I obviously voted Labour and I was delighted that Tony Blair was now the Prime Minister, it's like, no, you just don't know. These people, they change their mind on a fucking pin.
Yeah.
And I think it's best not to get yourself too involved
with
these politicians and stuff like that because it'll all come back to bite you in the bum.
And the photos don't age. They don't age well sometimes. Look at all those people with Rolf Harris.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then, that's suddenly deleted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Kathy, do you ever complain that sometimes, when you go to a hotel? I mean, listen, and you like a fag.
Yes.
Have you ever done the old shower cap over the smoke alarm and smoked in a room? Be honest with us.
Only when I've had permission to smoke.
Oh, okay.
Because I won't, I don't like hotels anymore. I used to like them when I was younger because it was all a novelty. It was all great. But I don't like them now because I'm a fucking old lady and I like my own bed. Do you know what I mean? And what I don't like nowadays, a lot of these new hotels, you can't open the windows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all that air conditioning.
Yeah.
I don't like all that. So, no, I do get, I'll make sure, if I have to be anywhere, I make sure I've got a bit of outside area or a balcony or something like that where I can have me snout.
Yeah.
So I don't need to do the old putting the towel against the door and all that business, you know.
But have you ever complained, Ota? Have you ever complained? And if so, what do you complain about?
Well, I don't think I have, because when I was younger and I used to like hotels, I was probably the person that people would complain about. Because, you know, I would get up to all sorts of not, you know, thinking you're rock and roll.
Yeah.
Setting off fucking fire extinguishers down corridors and playing Knock Down Ginger, you know what I mean, on other people's own,
yeah,
and all that. So I think I was probably a bit of an arsehole when I was young. But now I'd probably complain if there was noise, because I don't like noise.
No.
Or, you know, bright lights, or if you can't, you know. Well, I don't like when you go into an hotel and there's all these fucking lamps everywhere. And you're like, and where's the switch? For the, you know what I mean? And you spend like an hour before you get into bed trying to work out.
I know. And then sometimes you don't. Yeah, so when you click it and then your bathroom one will come on and I'm like, what the hell?
Absolutely. That drives me nuts. That drives me nuts. But, you know, I do like to ingratiate myself with any sort of porter or whatever.
Yeah.
I become their mate right away. Yeah. Give them a large tip.
Yeah.
And then they're at your mercy for the rest of the stay, you know, and they'll do whatever you want. And,
Now, you're 100 years old, Kathy. You're sitting on that rocking chair.
Yeah.
You've got a blanket over your lap.
Nice.
Where do you want to be? You've got all your faculties and everything. You've got a fag in your hand. No fingering, but you've got a fag in your hand. Where are you looking out to? Where do you want to be?
Well, I mean, well, hopefully by then it wouldn't matter. I would have got on the cruise, maybe. And maybe I'm somewhere like Sri Lanka, maybe somewhere beautiful that I've never been, like looking out on the Indian Ocean. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, nice.
I think that would be really quite wonderful.
Yeah.
But if not, you know, like I said, I really want to go to Greece. Really want to go to Greece. Oh, I'm quite happy if my mates are still around in France. I mean, I love, they've got a beautiful bit of land that just looks out onto nothing and this forest, you know.
Wow.
And the expanse of sky is sort of extraordinary.
You forget how big France is. It's huge. You've got so much space.
Massive. Yeah. It is massive. Mm. And everyone goes, oh, why are the French rioting? It's like, because France is so big. Why do they riot about petrol prices? It's like that's the only way they can get around is in a bloody car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people forget how fucking huge it is, you know. But I did watch recently, one of my favourite programmes is Race Across the World.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the chef's kiss of reality telly.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful. And especially you should watch it because you love travel.
I love travel, yeah.
You know, I think you'd really like this. The first two series are on the iPlayer and we've got the final, as we speak, this week of the latest series. But anyway, the latest series, they've been Canada. And, oh, my God, Canada's amazing.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Canada.
Get on a ship and go over. Yeah, I've performed at Montreal, which is probably like, it's a bit like, it's concrete heaven, 1977. But I'm going later this year to tour. I'm going to do Vancouver, Toronto, everywhere.
Amazing.
So yeah.
But it's so massive. You'll probably have to fly to different venues.
And I've got a relative who's a Mountie. They went to Canada. Oh, can you imagine me having
a Mountie? That's wonderful.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, I want to really explore Canada because that's meant to just blow your mind, doesn't it?
Oh, there was one place, I mean, I can't remember the names of a lot of the places, apart from Quebec and Toronto and all that. But there was one place they were at. They said it's this area of Canada is four times the size of the UK with 200 residents. I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't we all move to Canada?
Yeah,
they've got the room.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Can't get a bus, though. I mean, it's a bugger, the transport system, as Race Across the World showed us, you know. But you should watch that show, because you love travel. And
no, I'd love that, I'll check it out.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now we're about to start our descent, so I've got time for a quick fire round. You ready?
Yes.
Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Topless or hot mess? Do you get your tits out on the beach?
Oh, I don't. Hot mess.
Algarve or Alcar? Would you rather go to Portugal on holiday or with me, Alan Carr?
Oh, with you.
Thanks, love. Nudist or not on your nelly? Have you ever skinny dipped?
Oh, I've skinny dipped, of course. When I was younger, of course, when I was beautiful. And let me just tell you, kids, if you're under the age of 40, don't matter how much you weigh, you're gorgeous.
Yes.
Right? And you've got beautiful skin. Just enjoy life and enjoy your body. And don't listen to what any other arsehole's got to say to you. So just skinny dip away.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you believe in tipping?
I do believe in tipping. Absolutely.
Thank you, Kathy. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel, we'll end our airport journey there.
Bing bong.
Thank you, bing bong.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thanks, Kathy. That was great. Please promise me you'll go on a non-working holiday next time. You deserve it. You're a legend. Right, check out Kathy's brand new podcast, Where There's a Will, There's a Wake. You might recognise someone on it in a few weeks' time. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Always fly Alan Air, and don't you ever forget, life's a bitch.